Katie Hunter from MMA UK. I'm here with Che Veal. Hi, Che.
How you doing? You all right?
Che's got an amazing fight coming up at Cage Warriors Academy Southeast, their 25th show, and he's fighting Jack Clark. Exciting fight.
Yeah, I'm proper excited for, like, obviously, this is my first time going up to bantamweight and giving the title fight, so I'm proper buzzing for it.
So I was going to come on to that later, but let's talk about it now. Like, you don't have to cut to flyweight this time. How does that feel?
It's all right, to be fair, but I'm a lot bigger now. Like, I was sitting like mid-60s last time, just above, and now, like, I've gone up to, I went up to 71 or so, so I'm a lot bigger. I mean, I don't think flyweight's an option anymore.
So you're going to have a savage cut again, just this time to bantamweight? Yeah.
No, we've got a bit of the weight off already, so it's not going to be too bad of a cut. Like, it's going to, I think we come from, work with Dean again, and from 68 to, 61, so, yeah, it's not going to be too bad.
Shout out to Dean Kirk there.
Yeah, well, what a man.
So, the flyweight is savage, though, isn't it? I know it's broken so many people. I've seen people, when I worked at Rock, like, shaking, getting on the scales. It's just brutal.
Yeah, it is harsh, especially, I don't think my frame, I think, when I fight a flyweight, like, I look back at the pictures, and then I'm just so much bigger than everyone else at that weight class, you know?
Yeah.
I'm a pretty big flyweight, so maybe one day, if I go pro or something, I can go make that flyweight again, but no, that bantamweight as an amateur, like, it's a lot better for me, a lot more healthier.
And so talk to us about, like, your recent fights, because I know you've had a little bit of time off. You fought Gregor last year, Paolo Cech, if that's even how you say his name, that's how I say it. You choked him to sleep in the cage. Like, it was amazing, because he looked like he was with it, and it looked like it was when you let go that he actually went to sleep.
Yeah, that completely surprised me. Obviously, like, when I'm... at the end of that, I heard the bell go, I got up, and he was just still in the same position. I was like, what? Wait, is he asleep? And then I was like, wait, he's asleep. Just screamed it. And he's like, yeah. That took me by, like, complete surprise, you know, so, yeah.
And, like, that fight as well, like, I think something changed with the order, because, like, you were on a lot quicker than I was expecting. And I think you said to me afterwards that you were still eating right up until just before.
I was warming up, and I was trying to keep my food down in the back room, and my coach wasn't even there. Like, none of everyone who bought tickets of me was even there. So I had, like,
oh my God,
watch me. Like, and then I almost had one of the guys in the crowd who does a bit of jiu-jitsu, but doesn't do MMA, and he was about to have to come corner me. So, because my coach was then literally just had to drive down, had to speed down to Colchester. So,
oh my God. What a nightmare.
Still win, so.
Yeah. And then the next time we saw you was at Colchester again for Cage Warriors 105. That one didn't go your way. I know you were gutted about that one. And then when we were going to talk last was when you were going to fight on Contenders, but that one didn't happen. What happened there?
I just went off on one, really. Like, I was fighting a lot. I mean, like, in 6 months, I competed 7 times in total. You know, I was competing once a month. I've never really left camp. You know, I never really had a camp. I was just constantly just, like, fighting. You know.
Yeah.
So it became like the norm for me, just keep cutting weight, keeping my weight low. And I couldn't really enjoy myself or have any, like, or, like, spending time with friends or anything. So, like, I was just constantly fighting and dieting. And it was just really bad for my body as well, cutting weight. But I was really struggling. That last cut, I was really struggling to get any weight off. And I think we were on about 1,500 calories. My body just, I'd, like, lose anything. And I was just stressed. Yeah, it was quite bad. So it was nice to have some time off, just, like, relax. And, yeah, so now it made me hungry to fight again. So, like, yeah. I'm excited.
Because I'm sure when I last spoke to you, like, which must have been your post-fight interview after the Paolo Cech fight, you told me you were going to take time off then, and then I saw you straight back in there.
Yeah. I don't know. I just like having fights lined up. You know, like, I do love fighting. That's the thing. So I don't know. It is my own fault. But yeah, it's nice to have some time off.
Because I did see on one of your posts, like somebody asked you, and you said, "Oh, I might have a fight again soon, maybe." And somebody went back to you and said, like, why maybe? And you were really honest and just said, like, I've had a few meltdowns this year. Like,
that's another thing as well. So I mean, I didn't tell anyone, but like right before I forgot what the fight it was, but I had I think it was probably a couple weeks before I had a really bad breakdown, like just through the diet and working. I was an apprentice doing 50 hours a week. Like, and then yeah, just it's all getting to me. And as I said, just keep cutting weight, working, and going to work in a physical job on a building site. Like, it does with no food in you. It does get to you.
So you're doing that. You were doing that as well all the way through your camps.
Yeah. What do you do
there?
I was drywalling. So dry lining.
Jesus.
So, like, board and stuff in houses. So,
you've got a like seriously active job as well.
Yeah, I've cut that down now. I'm doing a bit of, I'm going part time now. Yeah, so it's not building sites, but yeah, I've got another part time, so it's a bit easier for me with the fighting and stuff. So, but it's like having two full time jobs, especially when you're training like 9 times a week. Like, I train on Monday and Friday, I was getting up in the early in the morning, like 5 a.m, going to training, then going to building site for about 7 o'clock, then coming back and training in the evening again. So, that's probably why it got to me, you know.
Yeah, I know, like, there's a few of you guys that do that, but it just, I find it astounding. Like, even when I was doing Wimp to Warrior, which is for like martial arts virgins, like, you're still training quite a lot each week, but I've got an office job and that still was so exhausting, and you still feel like you can't find enough hours in the day to sleep and eat. I can't imagine doing a job that
actually. Like, even when you're tired, you beat yourself up. If you like, if you don't go to training, you'll beat yourself up over it, and then like you run yourself down, you know. So, but now you definitely I've learned from mistakes. You've got to look after yourself, you know. Look after your head, so.
Yeah. And you must know that you can be fighting people who are doing it full time.
That's it. Yeah. Yes, that's definitely it. I think there is, especially, that's why I've got no interest in going pro for a very long time, you know, especially with the IMAS and stuff about, the guys that are pro, they can be training full time. Obviously, there are guys who still work, but yeah, that's why I've got no real interest in turning pro for a very long time.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting, though, talking to, especially somebody like you, because, like, Instagram Live or Facebook Live, you just always look so happy. Like, whenever we see you interviewed, you're always smiling. And, like, you know, it's important to remind people what you guys go through and put your bodies through and put your minds through, you know, to get in that cage in the first place.
I think my coach up in Thetford, Lee Dosky, he said, none of us are fucking normal. Anyone isn't fucking normal, are they? So, a little bit taps. Get a fucking shin to the face, you know, and choked out. It's not for the thing.
And what about your jiu-jitsu? Because, like, I've seen you've done a bit of competing and stuff as well. Again, when you said you were going to take a break, I assumed you meant from all types of competing, but clearly not.
Jiu-jitsu is just fun, isn't it? Like, there are obviously other guys who take it very seriously, but, like, as I said, I don't know how many times I competed last year, like, with jiu-jitsu and stuff, but it is, I just think it's not real fights, is it? You're not getting punched in the face. So, as much as no offense to the jiu-jitsu guys, but no, it's not real fighting, it's all a bit of fun.
So, I feel like MMA guys do so well in, like, jiu-jitsu tournaments on the whole, because they've got that mentality, like you said, like, they're used to being punched and kicked in the head. So, also there's the bit in your mind that goes, you guys do this all the time. Like, this is only part of what we do. So there's less pressure on it.
That's literally my mindset when going into it. I'm like, I'm laughing, I'm smiling on the side. If I win, obviously I want to win. I don't want to go in there and lose, you know?
Yeah.
So, but like, there's no pressure. I don't mind losing like I do MMA, you know?
Yeah. Have you got any more tournaments coming up?
Yeah, I've got that. There's one in Birmingham coming up. I forgot what day it is. That's the All-Stars one. I'm gonna go win that, win the absolute as well, and get the belt. We win it all, come back with your 3 gold medals.
So in the absolutes, what's the heaviest bloke that you've bowled with?
So the All-Stars, when they do a cash prize as well, don't they? It's like, it's minus 76 and above 76.
Right,
so
okay.
Now I'm a bit heavy as well. I'm near the top side of it, so yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, so I can go there, get that cash prize, take the belt as well.
How much is the cash prize?
I think it's only a couple hundred quid, but not bad.
It's better than an Emmy fight where you got to
You get hit in the head for a bit of pride.
And a nice shiny belt, hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. It would be nice.
So is this the first belt that you fought for, Joe, on Cage Warriors Academy South East?
Yeah, and it's the first time I fight in bantamweight as well. No, so I fought bantamweight last February.
Yeah.
Duncan, obviously, and on the Contender Show. Yeah. Go my way, but so this is my second time going to bantamweight. But yeah, my first time fighting Cage Warriors at bantamweight, and they offered me the belt, which isn't too bad. So.
Is there any difference in feeling? Like, is there any more pressure on you because it's from? Is Champ Camp any different?
Nah, I'm not phased. I just feel the only difference thing is that I'm not like last February. Obviously, I was a flyweight fighting a bantamweight. I'm now a bantamweight fighting a bantamweight. I'm just so much more powerful. Like I'm stupidly strong at this weight. You know, I'm afraid this should be my weight class, I think.
Yeah. Do you feel more powerful?
I just kept so much size, I feel so much more powerful, you know, everything from wrestling, jiu-jitsu, striking, I feel good. And I feel good mentally, there's no pressure. I can stay big.
Do you know much about your opponent? I know he's Team Underground and they all swept the board at the last Cage Warriors, like 6 out of 6 wins for the team.
I think that. I just don't think he's any. I think them boys are flyweight. Take him like. no offense to him. I don't think he. I don't. Obviously, he knocked out his last guy.
Yeah.
So he is quite good. He definitely is quite good. Like, I'm not underestimating him, but I just compared to my last fights, I don't think he's anywhere near as good as them. So.
Do you watch footage of your opponents,
I go through them with my coach. We analyze them, and then. We go from there, but I don't really look too far into them because obviously I don't want to. We analyze them, as I said, and then, but we skip. We don't fight to their game plan. We fight to my game plan.
Yeah. You know,
which is the wrestling, which is sort of closing down, and then hopefully we just maul them in the first round.
And at amateur level as well, there's so many last minute replacements and stuff, aren't there? Like you can't gear too much around what you think somebody's gonna do.
Yeah, that's it. That's another thing as well. There's no money involved, so people, people can just pull out. You know, there's no pressure to it.
Yeah, does that happen to you much? I've spoken to so many fighters recently who suffer with like continual pullouts.
Come to think about it, it hasn't happened too much to me. It's happened once, but I think I pulled out of more fights then. I'm not gonna lie.
You're the one.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. I'm the bad guy.
And one final thing I wanted to talk to you about before you go is your tattoos. I love them. I love the wings that you've had as an addition to the is it a wolf that you've got on the front?
Yeah, I've got my little wolf at the front. Okay, and wings on the side. Got a little fucking hand tattoo as well now.
Time to neck one done.
What's that, sorry?
What did your mum think?
To be fair, I think I told her. She said, you're lying. I came home from it, and she's like, oh, yeah, she did it.
Oh, you told her after you did it?
No, I told her before, but I think she thought I was lying. I walked in, she's like, I'm not even surprised anymore. No one even bad thing. I think I told her to get a face tattoo next, and she's like, it doesn't surprise me. You know?
Are you really getting a face tattoo?
I don't know. Maybe we'll see.
What, like a Mike Perry one?
Yeah, nah, I'll be better than that. I think Mike Tyson on the side, you know.
Please don't do that. When did you get the hand piece? I really like that. When did you get the hand one?
Oh, so this one. It was a sponsor, so it's Mikey Thompson at Indigo in Norwich. So yeah. Did that one, this one, did my hand tattoo.
That's cool.
But yeah.
But you posted the other day and it was like one where you had no tattoos at all, only a few years back.
I know, and then all of a sudden I've decided to get all the ones in the bad places, you know. Like,
they are addictive.
Hidden places. Hey ho.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. I don't know if you want to shout out any other sponsors while I've got you on.
I haven't got any sponsors this year, so not yet. They're all getting lined up for this fight, so I've got nothing yet.
So you're recruiting?
What's that?
You're recruiting sponsors at the moment?
Yeah, I am recruiting sponsors right now. But yeah.
Awesome. So
let me know.
Yeah, definitely. So there's space on your shorts or your walkout t-shirt or whatever.
Yeah. So yeah, the shorts, walkout t-shirt, and then I've got like a banner as well, and then obviously I'm quite active on my social media as well. I mean, Instagram and Facebook, so yeah.
That was another thing I wanted to say to you. You're not shy of a selfie, are you?
I love it.
How many selfies do you think you post?
What's that, sorry?
How many such selfies do you think you average a week?
Probably one today, isn't it? Like, you want to say hi to the coach as well, Coach Colin?
Anyway, yeah, of course.
I gotta turn around. There we are. I can't. How do I zoom it in? I don't know. Oh, I don't know why I've broken it now.
You're in Tsunami Gym now, Che?
No, this is my gym in Norwich. I train down here with Colin.
Okay.
I live in Norwich and Tsunami's in Thetford, so it's about 50 minutes. It's almost an hour drive for me. Okay. An hour, that's a couple of hours travelling. I can't make it every day there. But normally I'd be there with my coach, Lee Dosky. But yeah, I come down and I train in Norwich with Colin. Does my strike? He's all my striking on my pads. So, yeah.
Shout out to him then.
Yeah, shout out to Colin. What a gentleman.
So, anybody who does want to sponsor Che, he's fighting for the amateur bantamweight title at Cage Warriors Academy Southeast on was the 25th show. So it's going to be an absolute cracker. This card is always amazing. Jack Mason does an amazing job of bringing together, like, honestly, the best talent, I think, in Europe and the UK. And to be fighting for a title on that card really does mean quite a lot.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, especially when it's my first time fighting a bantamweight on the show as well. And as I said, it is probably the best belt in Europe for the amateurs, really. People, they come all the way from like Norway, etc. So, and I think if you do get this belt, you are destined to get things, aren't you? So,
I think so. So, I wish you all the very best of luck with Champ Camp, Che.
Thank you so much
for doing the interview. And
thank you.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing you on the 7th of March.
Yeah, thank you. I'll see you there, Katie.
Take care. Thank you.
See you later. Good night. Bye.